flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got Jared Camera, John Ritchie, James, Devin, Rhea, Ruben. It's a packed house. It's wonderful to be with you. Special times in Philadelphia sports. How about them 76ers? How about it?
Hey, they got to win.
They beat LeBron.
W.
Yeah, old Maxie.
And Bronny.
My favorite player, yeah. Maxie.
Well, listen.
By far. Not even close.
Honestly, my only thoughts on the Sixers last night were that we got to see the Eagles players there in the front row dapping up LeBron and stuff.
It's pretty cool.
Even though the Sixers tried their hardest to not
ignore it.
Cover that whatsoever.
It's so, dude, looking at LeBron and A.J. Brown hugging, it was like, wow, LeBron is gigantic.
He really is.
He made A.J. Brown look tiny.
I know. I know.
Monster.
Take a guess how many games last night was for Joel Embiid that he's missed in his 10 and a half years with the 76ers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I mean, I don't even know how to start, but I'll just, without doing any math, 10 and a half years, I'll say he's missed, 296.
I was going to say in the 200s somewhere.
His 400th game.
Wow.
He's missed 400 games?
That's
wild. He's almost missed as many as he's played.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Almost.
I think he's even hard to miss.
436. Yeah.
436, yeah.
You know, I was thinking about this earlier this week. Earlier this week I thought about it. Does he make the Hall of Fame? I think he does because he's got four top two finishes.
Because it's the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame.
And the Basketball MVP, Hall of Fame's a joke. It's a total. I mean, Michael Cooper's in the Hall of Fame. What are we talking about here? He's like a role player.
Vlade's in. Yeah, like, there's all kinds of players.
So I think he makes it. But if
you're going to tell me Mitch Richmond should be in and Joel should. I mean, that's silly.
But if it was baseball or basketball,
he'd have no chance.
He wouldn't make it.
Like, not even in the hemisphere.
Unless he picks it up over the next 3 to 5 years. All right.
What's with the Michael Cooper slander?
No, I mean, that's it. No, you know what I mean? Like,
Michael, that's what happens when you're on the Lakers.
You're the sixth or seventh best guy on a team that's got all-timers. And that gets you the Hall of Fame? Come on.
Really good on defense.
Joe. He was. Let's get to Tom in. By the way, Ree, you notice I went with Michael Cooper instead of Bobby Jones.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say Bobby Jones.
Well, I was thinking that. Cooper. I was like, why are you going after Michael Cooper? Because somebody's going to take
And I love Bobby Jones. Bobby Jones is my guy. Bobby Jones! Remember Zinkoff used to say that?
It's very good. You did that very well.
Bobby Jones! All right, to the phones. Tom in Dover. What's going on, Tom?
Good morning, Mary.
And by the way, Bobby Jones was flat out better than Michael Cooper. So let's make sure. No disagreement there. All right, hello, Tom.
What's going on? Hey, listen, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to everybody, man. You know, I could call in more, but I like to listen. You know, I really do. But I'm going to tell you, Joe.
Uh-oh.
The reason why we're going to beat these guys this time, man, is that our secondary is better than it was the last time, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
You know Mahomes,
not even close.
You know
Mahomes, it's close, but Cooper DeJean's the difference.
No, Cooper is a major.
No, that's right. That's right.
No, man.
But let's not act like, Slay and Bradbury weren't phenomenal that year. Phenomenal.
But it's just the way they all fit together.
They might have been phenomenal that year, but they wasn't good in the big game. Bradbury was not good at all that day.
I don't think that's accurate. There were moments in the fourth quarter there were struggles. Look, let me tell you one thing about that game nobody remembers, but I do. Okay? The defense showed up for a while until they struggled. The Chiefs had 5 possessions in the first half. 5. They scored 1 touchdown and 1 field goal. That's good by the Eagles. That's really good. It was the second half. That's when it fell apart. So
let me say this.
Yes.
Yo, I was there. I was live in color there. They was missing tackles, a lot of missed tackles that game, right? Now they blamed it on how slippery the field was.
Yeah.
And again, the secondary did not play good, man. I'm telling you, the linebackers and the cornerbacks and the safety didn't play good.
Well, they also got confused a couple times. I know.
And we're not going to have that problem this time, man. These guys is coming to play. I mean, everybody can come call in the radio and say this and say that. And how good Mahomes and the Miz and, you know, Andy Reid, the offensive brainiac and all that. But I'm telling you, man, our team is motivated, man. And this team is built to win. And Kansas City going to be in a dogfight come next on February.
Well, it is going to be a dogfight. It's going to be a very close game. Tom, give me a famous.
My phrase is from one of my favorite movies. And I would walk in the locker room if I was the coach. Coach, and I'd be like Gene Hackman and say, what are you prepared to do?
What are you prepared to do? You got it. It's almost like Malone in The Untouchables. What was his line? What are you prepared to do now? Something like that.
I love that
Costner.
Movie.
He's dying. He wants to give that line one more time. John, who is, because the Pacheco running was strong 2 years ago, is the Pacheco or Kareem Hunt as their main guy in this game? Because they've each
Kareem
had
Hunt.
Portions of the season.
Seems like Kareem Hunt at this point of the year has been carrying more of the load, but I don't know exactly what the distribution looks like. Kareem Hunt is a stud.
Well, so is Pacheco when healthy, man. I like Pacheco.
I think we overinflate Pacheco because he was the back that they used to defeat us in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he had a
Kareem
really great
Hunt
season
is a much
year.
Better back. I think Kareem Hunt is just a lot more talented.
For what it's worth, in the AFC Championship game, they used Hunt a lot more.
I know
had
they did.
17 carries, and Pacheco had 5.
No, I know. I get it.
He's better. He is.
Well, it's amazing.
Better.
He was a free agent halfway through the
year. It's unbelievable.
Strange, convoluted journey.
But I mean,
he's
passed through most of that.
And I watch them, Pacheco looks better. Like Hunt doesn't impress me anymore. He used to, but when I watch the Chiefs, Hunt looks slower. Like Pacheco still runs hard when he runs.
I love Pacheco. He's one of my favorite non-Eagles in the league. I love that guy.
Legs are like pistons. The running style itself. It's just an aggressive looking running style. Kareem Hunt, it feels like they have more confidence in him knowing where to be, how to be, a productive member of that offense.
Well, let's take it a step
Maybe
further.
Protection has something to do with it.
I mean, Ruben, on the flip
Good
side.
Good point, Richie.
Ruben, Saquon Barkley or Kenny Gainwell? Who you lean on?
Oh, come on, dude. Stop it.
You know what? Kenny G's had a nice year, though. We got to give that guy.
Great year.
He's really done a nice job.
He gets in there. He works his blocks. He does a lot of different stuff. I mean, obviously, Richie can expound on that.
He's done well.
He's
going to make himself a couple bucks. He's a free agent this year. Let's talk to Seth the media. Seth, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? You ready for this or what?
Look, am I ready? I'm not even sure the answer to that yet because I can get more ready. But I'm as ready right now as I can be on a Wednesday before two weekends where the game is.
Yeah, no, I'm not ready. I'm not ready yet, Seth.
I don't even know where I'm watching it.
It's okay to not be ready because we have a long time before this game to enjoy this build-up process. I love this build-up.
I want to talk about just enjoying this moment, right? I mean, we're talking about a team that is, I mean, they've dominated the NFC football landscape for a long time, a better part of this millennium. You know, I mean, they've been right there. They've had a few down years, but they've been right there. And as nervous as I am going into this game, I keep coming back to the defense. I was nervous. I've called in. I've been nervous at every stage of this, the Green Bay game, the L.A. game. I've constantly been, weary of it. But the defense just keeps showing up, man.
They do.
They just keep doing it. And then Saquon, I mean, geez Louise, man, this guy is just – every time he touches the ball, he imposes his will on whatever defense he's playing against. He just does. And it's just unbelievable to watch. So my question is, going into this game, I think a big factor, something that we had in the 2017 Super Bowl, and I'm wondering who on the defense is going to be our guy. As much as these guys are going to be ready to play, they're going to be focused. I know that. Who's going to be our Malcolm Jenkins? Who's going to keep it kind of lighthearted? Remember when he was talking
CJ GJ.
Lighthearted trash?
CJ GJ does that.
Come on, Tom. That's what we need.
Yeah, I don't know if Malcolm, though, had that on the regular. I literally don't know. I wouldn't call that light. I mean, it was lighthearted for us because afterwards we saw it and we knew the Eagles had won by the time we saw that clip. I don't know that Malcolm was late. I think Brandon Graham maybe is the most... Like, to me, if I'm next to Brandon Graham and he's doing his, hey, you're 62, we got something for you, 62! Like, I would start laughing. I mean, I think it's funny. To me, that's lighthearted ridiculousness, but... I don't know, man.
You need loudmouth, crazy guys out there, and it really, it just takes some of the edge off. It takes some of the anxiety away, and Gardner Johnson, he goes out there, runs his mouth all the time. I think the guys come to expect it. They appreciate it. It's part of their preparation, almost.
I think Slay's also, Slay's funny, Slay's
would they be chirping on? Would they be chirping on Mahomes a little bit?
Yeah,
do you not chirp on? Don't you have to chirp on him a little bit?
I would.
I think you expect that. Yeah, 100%. Because what it does is it shows, and this is what I got out of going back and seeing the replays with Malcolm Jenkins, is it's showing the greatest quarterback of all time that we're not afraid of you, dude.
Well, that's
fun,
the
man.
Same thing Richard Sherman did to him, you know, when those guys battled. And obviously, in the end, Brady got Richard Sherman and Seattle in that game. But, you know, Richard Sherman wasn't backing down from anybody with that Seattle defense. Seth, give me a great answer. What's
another guy with eidetic memory.
Sherman?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. He was a great player.
Two times.
Use
eidetic.
That word one more time. It's yours for the day.
That's it.
Seth, what's a famous phrase?
Anywhere you go in the entire world, you know immediately as a Philadelphian where somebody stands when you say go Birds.
No, that's a nice one.
Go Birds.
Yeah. That could win.
Speaking of go Birds, you just talked again about not knowing where you're watching it. I feel like we're solving this for you. Why is this up in the air?
Dude, this is a problem.
So explain this again, but I don't know how you could possibly go to Amy's friend's house. All right. I feel like this is over.
So here's the issue. 2017, I watched a game at my brother and sister-in-law's house with them and their kids and my mom, and it was perfect, and the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yes. That's it. Bang.
And also a small story. And small gathering is my preference. I want to be very clear.
Boom.
Small gathering, that was 5-6 people.
There you go.
Okay, tight, good. I got the remote control in my hand. Good.
You have the remote control at your brother's house?
What do you need the remote for, though, during the Super Bowl? You don't change the channel, right? Don't you just leave the remote?
Your brother needs to...
Volume.
My brother has it at times. I have it at times. It's as far as it goes.
It's his house.
Did you go reverse?
What do you mean?
We look at a play or what?
Well, here's what happened 2 years ago.
Two years ago, I
go back to my brother's first half. Now, Amy was going to be with her friends, and that's Graham, who I'm friends with also. But, like, it might be 35 people. It's too many people for me for an Eagles Super Bowl.
Can't concentrate.
And then you have the reality that I surprised her by at halftime, leaving my brother's and driving, and I remember listening to Marilyn Mike, and the Eagles are up 10, and we're all feeling great, blah, blah, blah. And then I get there, and the whole world falls apart. I mean, she was really happy I was there. She started crying. She was so happy because I was with her. I surprised her at the Super Bowl, so that made me happy that she was so happy. But the Eagles lost.
Yeah, this isn't hard.
So the Eagles were winning.
100% winning.
Elsewhere.
Yes.
And then they started losing. Have you been watching these last 3 weeks?
So it was his fault. Last 3 weeks, combination, I guess, of my apartment. No. 1 week my brother's, 1 week my apartment, 1 week Amy's, I think.
Okay.
I think.
The truth of all of this.
This is so easy. This is the easiest decision that anyone's ever had to make. Go to your brother's.
And invite Amy. So you can learn about your brothers.
Obviously, but she really wants to be with her big friend.
Let her go with her friends. It is what it is.
I know.
So you have to do what you have to do.
This deep into a relationship, you would tend to want to watch the game with your girlfriend.
Of course. I'm watching it with my wife. I get it.
All right, let's listen to Brandon Graham. We had him on the show. I do have to figure that out. We'll deal, but I don't feel good about it.
Do you think that this could be a real point of, I don't know,
attention?
I think we shall overcome any obstacle in this regard. But the big deal, bigger than whether we break up or not, is whether the Eagles win the Super Bowl. I mean, let's get priorities straight, all right?
Yes.
All right, let's listen to Brandon Graham. He was on our program yesterday. Obviously, we wanted to know his status. Had some fun with it, but then drilled down. Let's listen to BG yesterday. Brandon Graham, today's Twitter poll question. Do you think that guy, Brandon Graham, is going to play in Super Bowl 59? A, yes. B, no. Notice there's no C. There's no we'll see. It's A, yes, and it's B, no. Brandon, what do you, all jokes aside, what do you think, man?
You know what I do? I scroll right past that question right there. There it is. Don't even jump in it.
I want the truth.
I know you do.
I want the truth.
And we all being patient right now. That's all I'm doing.
Is it all right? So it sounds like, tell me if any of this is wrong. There is a real chance you could play, but you need to test it out and kind of see where things are. Is it fair to say you don't currently know if you will play, that it could go either way? Is that a fair way to put it?
That's a fair way to put it. That's all it is. And so I'm just, you know, just being patient, seeing what's really going on. But I know for me, man, regardless, I'm excited just to be going to help the guys, man. Whatever my role is in this game, I'm going to make sure I maximize
it. Is it a matter of physical strength? Is it a matter, like, what are the checkpoints that a doc would say to the team, yes, we can trust that he'll be good enough to be ready to go? Is it getting the strength back? Like, what is the checkpoint you got to pass?
That's, right now, it's just, coach, he just want to see what's going on. I don't really see my doc as much. I just be with the therapist and make sure that we working every day. And once I see him and we talk, he give me a real one.
That was BG yesterday. I get the impression he'll probably play, but obviously they're not quite sure yet, and he's got to test it out. You know, he gave us an admission.
He feels very confident, but
he seems pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. But he can't. No, for sure.
He has
to be in there. They have to check him again, and it's just sort of a process that he can't control.
Well, today's a big day. We'll find out if he practices.
Get the waiver ready, boys.
Nah, I don't think it's coming to that. But the T.O. thing was an all-timer. All right, I thought that he also gave us a pretty interesting admission yesterday, something that I think a lot of us thought a couple months ago, but he admitted it. Here's something else he said.
When you injured this, it had to be like everyone just thought it was over, right?
What? Even myself.
Yeah. You did believe it was over.
Wow.
So how did it occur?
It would be a possibility of us just talking about it. You know, I'm just like, hey, let's just go win one for me. You know what I'm saying?
So how did you get to the point where it's like, wait, I might be able to really do this?
Well, you know what? It's how you rehab. I mean, how your body feeling. And then when, like, we talk about it. Like, sometimes some rehabs, you don't make it look easy. It's like, yeah, you got to take your time with certain stuff. But this is the first time I'm like, man, this is the easiest of the ones I've had. Mm-hmm. Where knee, Achilles, you had to go through those growing pains of like, man, I can't even push through certain stuff just yet. You got to let it really heal and get to that time. And I feel like in this position right now, it's been a really good rehab and the best one of, you know, my other ones.
Great. Devin, when he has the strip sack of Patrick Mahomes late in the fourth quarter to win the Super Bowl, I need the Devin Caney, Brandon Graham on field WIP interview right after
the
game.
Of course. I mean, BG is always one of the best guys to interview. So could you imagine after that strip sack?
Have you? I'm sure you have, but I'll just frame it this way to get your answer. Like, how much are you thinking about what it would be like to be out there if they win?
I don't think I've allowed myself to think that far ahead, because I don't.
Is that a superstition thing?
I think so. Like, even with the NFC Championship game, it's like, until the confetti was falling and I was on the field in the chaos, you know, doing the interviews, did it really hit me? So I think it's part superstition and part just, you know, focusing on what's right in front of me. I think the players look at it that way too.
Well, they're very focused.
But it would be absolutely incredible. I've also thought about, will I see Taylor Swift at any point? Like, these are all thoughts that have crossed my mind. And of course, I don't want to, because if I see her on the field, that probably means the Chiefs win. So hopefully I don't see Taylor Swift.
Well, pregame you could.
Pregame, maybe. I don't know if she goes down to the field pregame.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Ruben, when
tell her to stop being a turncoat, root for the team she grew up rooting for.
That's true.
How would that line up in your bucket list there?
Yeah.
Meeting Taylor Swift, how would that line up in your bucket list?
I think being on the sideline for an Eagles Super Bowl win would be much higher on the bucket
list. I like it. Ruben, one more thing here. When you guys won in 08, your assistant GM, where did you watch game 5 and where did you go in the 10 minutes right after the game?
I was in the box, and I went right down to the field and into the dugout to give some love to some people, and then brought my family down. Got my family, grouped them up, got them onto the field, and took a bunch of pictures, have a bunch of them. They were great.
You know, one of my favorite, I can still say it, when the coaches hugged, when you guys won, and Charlie and his coaches hugged, and the fanatic is right there.
That's
such
funny.
An
I don't remember
visual.
That, but yeah.
Yeah, the fanatic. Yeah. the power of love. I love it. Love the Eagles. Love this time of the year when the Birds are still active. Fifth time in franchise history. Still alive, entering the Super Bowl. We should never forget they won three championships before the Super Bowl, but
Tommy Thompson.
Reuben, do you know that the quarterback of the 48 and 49 Eagles was legally blind in one eye? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. You know what his job was? Hand the ball off to Steve Van Buren.
Correct.
Yeah, let that guy run.
Yeah, let's go.
No, it's a pretty wild fact. It was only one eye, so he could see well out of the one eye, but not the other.
I was legally blind in one eye.
Are you still as an adult?
No.
They got corrected, right?
Yeah, I had surgery when I was 5.
Wow.
Thank God it worked.
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, your life would be very different.
I know.
Very different.
I know.
And if you were born in the 1800s, you would have been completely
they told
in trouble.
Toast. I'm so aware. When you talk about being, like what other era would you have liked to have been present in?
Yep.
I would have just been an invalid, just like sitting in the corner blind.
Well, I don't know if you'd be
begging,
an invalid,
maybe.
But it would cause life trouble. It would make it harder.
I would have been functional.
Well, I get it, man.
Yeah.
All right, Rube, you were functional last week down in that fantasy camp, unless you weren't. Maybe you struggled as a player and manager.
Well,
and how was it,
I
man?
Never struggled
why
as a player or manager.
Well, I don't know.
Never
I mean,
struggled. As a player,
happen?
Maybe, not as a manager.
Did your team win the championship?
My team did not.
Well, they struggled.
We had a very slow start, me and Randy Reddy. very tough start.
Randy
and then
Reddy.
We ended up beating the team that won the championship.
Well, then you won the championship.
Randy Reddy,
of.
Spikey, he was great.
Yeah, that
he's
and
a
bowl
partner.
Of soup gets you a bowl of soup.
All right, save it.
You got nothing.
So why didn't you win the championship?
Because we didn't have a whole lot of talent.
Well, now the excuse is gone.
We didn't
blaming
know.
The
Truth.
Players in
oh
fantasy camp.
God.
Wow.
Not a lot of talent. A lot of heart. A lot of heart.
Oh,
not a lot of talent.
All these poor
great
people
guys.
Going out to fantasy camp for this dream experience. And Rube's like, you guys were not good.
They had
so
a great experience.
You.
I will tell you that.
All right, so let's talk about these real quick.
So team Vuk,
give me,
man.
Give me some stories. Who were you hanging out with? Was Cole there?
Cole was there. It was great. It was a great moment for the campers. He threw three innings. It was like,
that's cool.
I mean, the whole deal. I mean, he threw three innings. All a bunch of campers.
How hard was his stuff?
Like, I bet you his fastball was in the low to mid 80s.
So he's giving people a chance.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my point is,
he didn't give up a lot of contact.
Listeners, I just want them to know it doesn't mean he can only throw to the low 80s. He's given. I mean, that was when I batted. Who did I bat against? He passed away.
Real Cormier.
Frenchie, yeah.
He
still threw it, but I knew he wasn't going full throttle. I fouled a ball off. I was proud of that.
There were some really great moments. In fact, Cole Hamels, who's a very good athlete, was a pretty good hitter, hit a home run and another ball off the wall.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
Wow.
Who was pitching?
Really impressive.
Who pitched when he hit that?
It was a camper. Mm. And he crushed a couple of balls.
That's
pretty
good,
impressive.
Yeah,
well, you forget the guy actually faced major league pitching in his career.
Yeah,
you know,
he and Wolfie was a really good hitter too.
Well, he was very good.
Carlton was a great hitter too.
When Lefty hit the grand slam off of Fernando, that was an all time. Because I remember
impressive.
Lasorda came out and wanted to take Fernando out. Fernando talks him out of it, and then Lefty hits a grand slam, and then Lasorda's like, "All right, you're out of the game."
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
I'm glad you had that experience.
It was awesome.
That's really cool.
Really special. And shout out to Team Vuk that was managed by Krucky and Dave Hollins. They won it all. Our friend Gianmarco Martuscelli and Brett Datto and all those folks who won
man.
It. It was a big win, pretty impressive. And our team beat them during the regular season portion of it.
Enough.
Nice right. job.
So,
nice
you know,
job
pretty good, yeah.
winning the whole thing.
Yeah,
man.
You beat a team that won
job.
It all. Enough. Right?
It was solid.
I mean, it's...
And it was fun. It was a great time. The weather was... Hey, shout out to the Phillies, too, because allowing them to do it, they had a total blowout, obviously, because of the Hurricanes. And there was a whole lot of damage to the whole complex and the BayCare ballpark. But they still figured out a way to get us on the fields, get us in the locker room.
That's outstanding. So it wasn't the
same experience, but it was just as good.
That's nice.
John Middleton talked to the bunch of the campers. He was awesome, very candid, terrific stuff.
That's good.
And that was great. I think it was even though the weather was tough, it was a really great experience, I think, for the folks. I enjoyed it.
Good. All right, let's go back to the phones. By the way, reminder, if you missed any of the interviews, including Sirianni an hour ago, you can hear it on the Odyssey app. Odyssey app always has live content here from WIP, but also all the interviews and shows that we do. You can hear hour by hour. You can get right to an interview if you missed it earlier this week with Jaws or Ray Diddy or Sirianni earlier today, Brandon Graham and others. It's all there at the Odyssey app. Check it out.
Is The Power of Love a cheesy song? I'm sorry. This is just a
No.
That song, Coming Back, Jimmy brought us back with The Power of Love. I can't get it out of my head.
It is
one of the best. So strikingly catchy. And I don't know. Huey Lewis, not like the coolest back in the day. I mean, I guess he's pretty cool.
He was cool, cool in the
I
day.
I thought he was cool.
He was cool in the day.
Not, but not cool, cool. Like, Lenny Kravitz is cool. Like, Huey Lewis was kind of like, well, he's like, it seems like a nice guy.
I agree with that. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
He also had the cool, raspy voice, man.
It did.
He had the cool, raspy kind of a
I met Huey Lewis at the California Music Awards, and he was very, very short. Much, much shorter than I would have expected.
Really?
Which was surprising, because he seems like such a big presence.
Yeah.
But, man, so you believe it's cool to like The Power of
Great
Love.
Song.
Well, yeah, it's a good song.
That song, to me, that might be a top fiver.
I'm a big fan.
Top tenor.
Top five?
I don't know.
I feel like
I'm
you
just
say that
now
about
realizing
every song.
I do.
Like
if I like a song,
you have 100 songs
top five.
In your top
You're right.
five songs.
I love,
You're right.
I love your eclectic view on the whole musical thing.
Huey Lewis has got it going on.
I don't Solid. Disagree.
Yeah.
So do the Eagles. Let's go to Rob in South Jersey. Rob, what's happening, bud?
Joe, what's going on, man?
Man, quite a bit.
I'm still on a high from Sunday. I was there. It was actually my first Eagles playoff game, man, and it was a memorable day, to say the least. Shout out to Tailgate Ted and those Commander fans who took over the Hard Rock.
Dude,
did you see what Eagles fans are doing, though?
Yes.
The cancer research donated in Tailgate Ted's thing. That's pretty awesome.
It
Bills Mafia
cool.
always does that type of stuff. It gets, you know, all the credit. I think, Eagles fans showing up.
I actually feel bad for Ted. Tailgate Ted seems like a really nice guy.
I thought he seemed like a dorkazoid.
You could be a dork and be nice.
I guess that's true.
Very true.
I'm an example of that.
Exactly.
I kind of
self-effacing today. That's the second time he's really gotten at. He's gone after
it's
himself.
True.
Do you think the Eagles winning has sort of settled him down a little bit?
Humbled him.
A little humility.
Humbled for some reason. How did this occur?
He's growing up. In front of our eyes.
Like Nick Sirianni after the
By the way, I got some audio after Rob's call. I got some audio of Donovan, not as humble as a humble hammer. We'll get to that in a moment. Rob, go ahead.
This may be a little too easy, but if I'm Kellen Moore, I got a real short pitch for my interview with the Saints. My boy just put up 55 in the NFC title game. You want to hire me or not? I got work to do. That's what I would say. I know that's not practical, but... You know,
well, it's probably why he's a leading candidate for the job.
Yeah, here's my deal on the Kellen Moore thing. My hope, I should say. My hope would be in a moment like that, he says to the Saints, I will talk football theory with you. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can talk football theory off the top of my head with ease. I'm not going to do a deep dive on your team or your division because I am not prepared for that, because if I was, I wouldn't be doing the job I have in front of me to try to lead the Eagles to a Super Bowl. I hope he... went about it that way.
Yeah, me too.
I agree. Joe, before I get to my my catchphrase, I have to do this. You know, we're 2-2 and beat the Hammer. You wanna go Friday? Let's do this final game five. I'm never gonna challenge you or play again.
Why don't you do it after the Eagles are done, when we're all wanting Joe to win right now, Rob.
Oh.
Why don't you do it after the Eagles run? Yeah.
That's fair. That's
you know.
Fair.
Yeah, because you'll probably win.
Rob, you know I hate you, right?
Okay.
No, I got nothing but love, man. Like Tupac, nothing but love. All right, Rob, give me an answer here, my man. What's a wonderful
you're
really answer?
Jerking him around a little bit. You hate him, you love him, vacillating.
Yes,
you make it tough on Rob.
Famous phrase,
for
Rob.
My catchphrase. I'm actually going to do it, and hopefully nobody at work right now hears this. But this is my catchphrase. Ready? Attention, air traffic control. There is a flock of eagles headed to New Orleans.
That's good, man.
Not bad.
I like it, Rob. It's well done. It's too long for a phrase, but I like it a lot. I get it. All right. I want to play some audio with Donovan. I was going to get to this probably tomorrow, but we just got into giving yourself credit or, you know, castigating yourself. So Donovan earlier this week, and I love Donovan. I'm a pro Donovan guy.
You right? just got into castigating yourself.
A little bit.
That's a strange sentence.
So, Donovan, I am a big Donovan fan, and I think he got shortchanged here in the way people perceived him. But he obviously had his, you know, shortcomings at times in big games. So he is being interviewed by Ike and Spike and Jack the other day, and he's praising Jalen, as he should. But he also slips in like an out-of-nowhere compliment to himself. Listen to Donovan McNabb the other day on WIP.
The definition of efficient in Philly is your quarterback. So, you know, again, I know it's easy for everybody to kind of just jump on that wagon and talk bad about the quarterback, but your quarterback's a winner. And, you know, we can honestly say that we've had winners at the position. And that's what it comes down to, wins and losses.
Talk no that talk. Talk that me. Talk. Fire talk it.
Oh, I'm going to drop that mic in a minute now. I'm just like, you know what it comes down to, and that's what it's about. It's not about passing for 300-400 yards. That's great. It looks sexy. But if you ain't winning the game, no one cares.
Donovan's saying, just remember my name, too. You know, he's saying,
who do you think you are? I am.
Bob McNabb. Number five will always love you, and make sure you love number five back. That's what he's saying.
Donovan McNabb was an incredible.
He was a great player.
An incredible pro, yeah. And he is a major reason why I wanted to come and be an Eagle. I mean, of course, growing up, like watching the Eagles, being from 90 miles west of here, that's a huge part of it too. But I got to watch Donovan and Andy Reid's offense from afar, and he's a huge reason why I wanted to play with that guy. He was that. He made all plays happen, to my mind, across the country. And it was just such a unique combination of athleticism and arm strength and talent and the offense and everything else. And Andy Reid was pulling all the right levers, and it was magnificent to watch.
Yeah, and I'll add this. I really respect it. 6 years ago, I believe it was, when Andy came back, when Donovan went into the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, how about that?
Andy came back on a Thursday night during the season to be there in Philadelphia to honor Donovan when Donovan got into the Philly Hall, even though Andy had a game coming up on Sunday. That's a boss move by Andy Reid, and that shows appreciation for Donovan, that if Donovan wasn't good, you never know if Andy gets a second chance in pro football. Like, that first-time coach, if you struggle in those first 2 to 3 years, like, you might be done. You might be one and done. And I thought that was really classy of Andy to show up. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
It's time, George.
And I know Andy's the enemy this week. I get it. But I will say I was struck by the way the players that night, about 15 or 20 Eagles players there for Donovan, rallied around Andy. I mean, it was like a swarm of a hug. I mean, they loved seeing Andy. So I thought that was really cool. All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Joe DeCamera, this is Horsham Freddy. I'm informing you officially that you are not invited to the parade. You are not invited to celebrate anything that Eagles do with winning. You haven't been part of the party all year, and you're still being a dark cloud. So you're not invited. Stay home,
man. That hurts me, man.
I think that's rude, honestly. I don't like that call one bit. I think it's rude.
You think I don't bleed? You don't think I don't have feelings? Come on, man.
Let me tell you something, brother. What's it going to do when the millions and millions of Eagle maniacs go down to New Orleans, pull the lid off of the Superdome, brother, grab the Lombardi Trophy? What's it going to do, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, when the Eagles Nation runs wild on you? E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I like it. That's a well above average call. Nice.
Wow,
nice.
The Eagles are one win away from Devin Caney getting a Super Bowl ring. Wow, what a great start to her career.
Devin.
I knew there was going to be a catch there.
Do you?
I'm like, this is too nice.
All right, do you get the ring for the 6 games?
I have no idea.
I would say yes. I mean, you know, Mark Zumoff even wants
of
to weigh in.
You do.
Yes! Oh, yes!
Well, that's how I would react if they won and I got one.
You're going to sell it?
No.
Make a couple $1,000s with that thing. No, I'm just joking.
A lot more than a couple
$1,000s. I'd like to see you get it.
It would be really cool.
Yeah.
Joe, I don't agree with you often, but talking about those SEC girls.
Let me tell you, those Alabama girls.
You got more to say there?
No, I'm just going to leave that right there.
I went to an LSU tailgate before an Eagles-Saints game one time. Lord almighty, you are correct, sir.
Yeah, it's a whole, I'm not going to say a whole new world because that's a cheesy song, but it's a whole different world, and it's a world to be admired.
Landon Dickerson's arms are freaking huge. That's all I got to say.
I noticed that,
leg
too.
Leg arms.
It was nuts. All right, good times yours right there with that. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Yeah, he actually flexed at one point on the sideline.
Yep.
And they they truly did look like thighs. Like
it was
massive
nuts.
Thighs. Like Eric Bieniemy thighs.
I saw it. It was crazy. All right, Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Chevrolet remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question, should the 76ers trade Paul George for Jimmy Butler? John, how do you think people voted?
Oh, man. 70% say trade him.
Yeah, 64%. And I'm shocked it's not higher. I mean, what's holding you back? I know Jimmy's a pain in the ass, but, I mean, this Paul George thing ain't working out. So I'm perplexed by it being so low.
Well, if Jimmy comes here, does that mean Joel will play more?
Not necessarily, no, because I think Joel's legitimately injured. But, but you know, if he plays, I think it gives you a better chance to win a title. That's the way I'll put it. Or get closer to it. Second poll question, who is more responsible for the Chiefs' success? Ruben, what's your answer on this? More responsible, Mahomes or Reed?
Mahomes.
Okay, John, how do you think people voted?
I'm going to see the animosity toward Andy's going to play into this a little bit. So Mahomes,
a lot of people love Andy.
Yeah, I feel like there's no animosity.
I think it's about 15% animosity, but there's a lot of appreciation for Andy.
There's a lot of
appreciation. I'm not tipping anything off
here.
There's
still animosity.
Some.
And so I'm going to say Mahomes wins 67%.
54% say Mahomes.
Yeah.
But that's almost a 50-50.
That's close.
That's tight.
Yeah, that's tight. It is.
He's a great coach.
He is. And Mahomes might be the best ever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to come up with a winning answer here before we get out the door for someone to win Post Malone tickets. Famous phrase.
To Go Birds.
Go Birds.
I think it is Go Birds.
Gotta be.
Right?
Go Birds.
Yeah.
Go Birds.
Seth, that works, my man. And shout out to our listener who's here in the Jerome Brown jersey. Been watching the show the last 2 hours. You show up in Jerome. That's legit.
Shout out
man.
To Matt.
Matt, well, see, I didn't know his name, but, you know, you're James. Wow. James does a better job. I just call him listener number one, listener number two, but, you know.
Matt and Ron.
I'm just joking.
So personable.
Everyone have a. I was kidding. I really don't
Thank
know their
you,
names,
Matt.
But I went out of my way to make myself
Thanks,
look like
guys.
A horse's ass. I was just playing around. Everyone have a spectacular rest of the day. The game, it's coming soon. It's coming close. Maybe not soon, but we're getting closer. And if you missed the Sirianni interview, listen to it. It's on the Odyssey app.